WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The city of Chicago is expected to release video from the fatal police shooting of 13-year-old Adam Toledo in the coming days. WBEZ's Patrick Smith is part of our team tracking this story, and he joins me now to talk through some of the latest developments and the still unanswered questions about the shooting. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Lisa.
So let's get to the most important question. We hope this will be answered when the video is released. What was Adam doing when he was shot, and did he have a gun? What do we know so far?
Well, we know what police say, which is that police officers responded to an alert about shots being fired in the Little Village neighborhood. Police say when officers arrived, two people ran. One of them was armed, and they say Adam was shot during an armed confrontation. We know police say a gun was recovered. And at a press conference, Mayor Lori Lightfoot spent a lot of time talking about how someone had put a gun in this teenager's hand.
We have an opportunity and really an obligation to take swift action to get to the bottom of how it was that a 13-year-old boy came to be in possession of a gun.
However, it's important to note the different ways that CPD's initial statement and what they've said since are pretty vague. And in fact, Superintendent David Brown was asked directly on Monday whether or not Adam had a gun, what he was doing when he was shot, and he wouldn't say. He said he didn't want to get in the way of the investigation being done by the Civilian Office of Police Accountability.
All right. So what questions are you going to be looking to answer when you are able to view that video?
Well, I mean, the first one obviously is, did Adam have a gun when he was shot? Was he pointing it at the officer? You know, as I said, police say a gun was found on the scene. Was that gun 5 feet from where Adam was shot? Was it 100 feet? Had he tossed the gun? Those are some of the questions that might be answered by the video. But I also want to caution for people, you know, this was late at night. The officer is presumably running before the shooting. So we don't know exactly how clear the body camera footage is going to be when it's released.
The shooting happened on Monday, March 29th, but we didn't know about the identity of the person killed or Adam's age until 3 days later, Thursday. So walk me through the timeline here. Why did it take so long for this information to come out?
We know that Adam's mother, Elizabeth Toledo, had reported her son missing the week before he was killed. But then over the weekend, detectives closed the missing person case because she told them Adam had returned home. Police say they only identified Adam after detectives started going through closed missing person cases. Then on Wednesday, they contacted Elizabeth Toledo, who identified her son. She then told police that her son had come home over the weekend, but he actually ran off again that same night, but she hadn't filed a new missing persons report.
So the incident already sparking some promises of change from the city. Mayor Lori Lightfoot pledging a new foot pursuit policy for police in the next couple of months or so. What do we expect that policy will look like?
Well, yeah. So right now, CPD has no foot pursuit policy. So officers are given no formal guidance on when or how to engage in a foot chase. Other departments that do have foot pursuit policies, like take Austin, Texas, for example, their policy says things like officers should avoid foot chases if possible. They shouldn't do it if they're alone. And they can't chase just because someone runs away. They have to suspect them of a specific crime. The Austin policy also says that officers can't be disciplined if they decide not to engage in a foot pursuit.
So would a policy like that have prevented Adam's death?
Look, we don't know what happened in the shooting, and there have been instances where the official police version of a shooting is wrong. But if the police version here is true, you know, a foot pursuit policy could help officers think through their options, maybe. But I don't think there's any foot pursuit policy that is going to tell officers if they show up to a potential shooting and they see someone with a gun run away, they cannot chase in that scenario.
That's WBEZ's Patrick Smith. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thank you.